This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Oath Keeper spokesman and current Colorado resident testified to the January 6th committee Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Jason Van Tatenhove didn't mince words when it came to describing the Oath Keepers. He says they are a violent militia and a, quote, very dangerous organization. Van Tatenhove is a former spokesman for the group, but left in 2016. He told Congress he worries about the next presidential election.
Because who knows what that might bring if a president that's willing to try to encourage, to whip up a civil war amongst his followers.
The hearing detailed the role right-wing extremist groups like the Oath Keepers played in organizing the attack on the U.S. Capitol. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A CU Boulder police officer has been fired over comments he made on social media, racist remarks and comments about people who are homeless. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Drew Matthews was placed on administrative leave after police watchdog group Safe Access for Everyone posted comments from his Reddit account that contained anti-black remarks and calls to attack people who are homeless with a fire hose. CU Boulder Police Chief Doreen Joker said in a statement that an internal investigation determined Matthews couldn't effectively continue to perform his duties. He had been with CU Boulder Police since 2015. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Changes are coming to the way the state reports information about COVID-19. The state will continue to post outbreak data about high-risk settings, but case count graphs and outbreaks by county are leaving what the state calls its COVID dashboard. Epidemiologist Ginger Stringer says the state is keeping information that's most useful to the public.
And moving toward a more normal response overall for COVID that aligns with how we approach other communicable diseases.
The changes won't affect other features of the state's COVID website, like case numbers, the positivity rate, and vaccination information. At the Denver Zoo, cases of avian flu are way down, and the zoo's birds are back outside for the first time since April. This is CPR News.